They entered a compact nave, topped by a star-spangled ceiling of vivid blue. Mark noticed Jeffrey's interest in the ceiling. He knew what he was thinking. The master had worn a robe of blue with gold stars in the last days of his life. "Coincidence?" Jeffrey asked.
"I doubt it."
From the shadows near the altar emerged an older man.
"Are you the abbé?"
he asked the man in French.
"Oui, monsieur."
"What's the name of this church?"
"The Chapel of Saint-Agulou."
Jeffrey strolled forward to the first pew before the altar.
"This is a quiet place," Mark said.
"Those who live here belong only to themselves."
"How long have you been abbé?"
"Oh, for many years. I do like it."
Mark continued to study the church's austere interior. Nothing suggested that the building harbored any great secret.
"Abbé," he said, "have you ever heard the name Béranger Saunière?"
The older man shook his head.
"When was this church built?"
"In 1732, but the first building was erected here in the 13th century."
The older man's attention was diverted to Jeffrey, who was still wandering near the altar.
"Does he bother you?" Mark asked.
"What is he looking for?"
Good question, Mark thought.
"Perhaps he's in prayer, wanting to be near the altar."
The abbé faced him.
"You don't lie well."
Mark realized the old man standing before him was far smarter than he wanted his listener to believe.
"Why don't you tell me what I want to know?"
"You look just like him."
He fought to repress his surprise.
"You knew my father?"
"He came to this area many times. He and I spoke often."
"Did he tell you anything?"
The priest shook his head.
"You know better."
"Do you know what I'm to do?"
"Your father told me that if you ever made it here, you should already know what it is for you to do."
"You know he's dead?"
"Of course. I was told. He took his own life."
"Not necessarily."
"That's fanciful thinking. Your father was an unhappy man. He came here looking, but sadly found nothing. That frustrated him. There was no peace for him on this earth."
"He spoke to you about those things?"
"Many times."
"Why did you lie to me about never hearing the name Béranger Saunière?"
"I didn't lie. I've never heard that name before."
"My father never mentioned him?"
"Not once."
Another riddle stood before him. The church surrounding him clearly contained no answers, so he asked,
"What about the Abbey of Hildemar, the castle he turned over to Agulou in the 10th century? Is any of that still standing?"
"Oh yes, those ruins still exist, up in the mountains, not far."
"It's no longer an abbey?"
"Goodness no. It hasn't been occupied in 300 years.
"Did my father ever mention the place?"
"He visited there many times," said the abbé.